I'm Jake Slobodnik, and today we preview the Purchase Line Red Dragons, a team that lost a lot of skill to graduation in the spring and will need to retool a good amount of the starting depth if they want to make another run at the District 6 Championship in 2024. Less than 1 year ago, Coach Matt Felicic and his Red Dragons went 9-4 on the season and 8-3 in the Heritage Conference. They knocked off Mashannon Valley and Penns Manor in the District 6 playoffs, but fell to Cambria Heights in the championship game at Mansion Park 27-13. Now, without stars John Ellick, Brock Small, and Jalen Robertson returning, the coach has to focus on replenishing several key positions if he and the Red Dragons want a chance at redemption. Felicic said this year's team will look a little different than last year.
A little different look on offense. We're doing a lot of more under center stuff, but it'll be a different look from what we did last year. I think we're going to be a little smaller up front, but like I said, our summer attendance has been excellent. I mean, we're getting, you know, 3 days a week, getting over 30 kids varsity-wise. That's awesome for the program.
Once again, Felicic will have a plethora of underclassmen as he returns only six seniors in 2024.
We're right around 40, which I'm excited for. Like I said, though, and I know I said this in the past, we only have six seniors, then a big group of juniors, then we're around seven sophomores and a huge group of freshmen. We can never put those back-to-back groups.
Now, when it comes to who will be on the field this season, Felicic detailed the front runners for several key offensive positions, including quarterback and running back.
Right now, we have Ian Layden taking reps there, and Tate McCullough. Victor Bartabaugh does a little, taking some snaps also, so we're mixing it up a little bit. But right now, Ian's probably the front runner for that group. He's a junior. We bring back Victor Bartabaugh, who was there last year. Devlin Cordish, who was our tackle for the last 2 years, he's going to fullback. And then right now we have Seth France taking snaps at the other position.
Purchase Line lost a lot of depth on the defensive front lines, but Felicic said there are a lot of players ready to lead the charge. The main thing now is finding the right matches.
Xander Stifler's returning as one of our starters. He started, I think, since he was a 10th grader at the tackle position, tackle and guard. We have Ethan Bartabaugh, who played last year at a guard. He'll be back. Tyson Lear as a tackle. He was featured a lot last year on the offensive line, played a lot of snaps. Colton Felicic is playing center. And we have, right now, the other guard position is up for grabs. We have Lexan Lumberg, Clayton Edwards, Leo Zarenko, Peyton Kephart. They're all battling for that position as well. So we got a lot of good kids there. It's just a matter of finding that right group that gels together.
In the Heritage Conference preseason coaches poll, Purchase Line was picked to finish 8th in the conference. But when talking about the upcoming season, Felicic said that the conference is, quote, wide open, and he's excited to see what his team can do.
Obviously, at the top, I think Cambria Heights is one of the top teams there. They return a lot of kids from last year. But, you know, I was looking down through the list, and I'm not putting them in any order. It can go any way. United Valley is a good team. Marion Center is going to be a good team. Northern Cambria is going to be a good team. River Valley, they're definitely up there. Those five, I think, can go in any order. So I think it's up for grabs with those schools.
Up first for the Red Dragons is a road trip to Duffy-Doherty Stadium to take on the Northern Cambria Colts. That'll be our first U92 Heritage Conference game of the week. We'll have it for you on U92.5 and U92Radio.com August 23rd with the airtime of 6:30. With this look at the Purchase Line Red Dragons, I'm Jake Slobodnik for your hometown radio station,